Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today we'll be talking about fear, a limiting factor. Fear, a major limiting factor. Over the past couple of weeks, we have discussed about talents and gifts, and we have been encouraging ourselves to come out and use the talents and gifts in our lives, to sow them, to see them grow, to cause the investment of these talents and gifts in our life to be productive. Today, we want to look at one of the major reasons why we are not so productive with our gifts and talents, and that is fear. Fear is a major limiting factor for most of us, because we're afraid to venture out, we're afraid to try some of the ideas that come to our mind, some of the things we know we are capable of doing, some of the gifts we have recognized, some of the talents we have seen in our own lives. We're afraid to even venture out and try them. We feel like, I don't think I want to go this route. What would people say? How would I be looked at and all that? But today, I just want to try and x-ray fear and where fear comes from. Fear, another word for fear is phobia. You can say that's the technical term for the word fear. It's phobia. And it's an irrational fear that something will happen. Phobia is an irrational fear that something will happen which will likely cause you harm. But many times, it doesn't happen. So it's something that is not founded. It's a fear that is not founded. It's kind of baseless. When you talk about most of the fears that we nurse in our hearts, they're actually baseless. Some of them have no evidence to support them. But, you know, we believe these fears, and that's why they limit us. They keep us down because we believe these fears so strongly. It has been discovered that the fear of public speaking, which is referred to as glossophobia, is one of the greatest fears in the world. It is estimated to be higher than the fear of death. Most people would rather die than speak publicly. The fear of public speaking is a major issue for most people. But that's not the only fear that exists. And why do people fear public speaking? We fear public speaking because we are afraid of people's opinion of us, other people's opinion of us, that what would they say? Oh, they will make fun of me, or they think I'm talking trash, and all of that. We fear to do a lot of things because of the disposition of other people towards what we want to do. We are trying to look at ourselves and our performances from the eye of another person, and then we feel they will make fun of us, they will ridicule us. But this fear many times is not founded. Now let's briefly look at the origin of fear. Fear, as the Bible describes, the first time we see anything like fear or afraid was in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 3 to be specific. So when man was made, man did not have any fear. Man even walked with God, spoke with God in the cool of the evening and did not feel any form of fear. But after the fall of man, you see, for the first time, when God called man, said, "Where are you? Adam, where are you?" He said, "I was afraid." Now, that's the first expression of fear we see, and the oldest expression of fear we know. So it started after the fall of man, meaning that we were not actually created with fear. And so we need to be able to overcome fear. And that's why in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the scripture was saying that he has not given us the spirit of fear, because in the beginning we never had the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So we have so much in us that we can express. We need not allow fear to cower us. Bible researchers have said that there are 365 fears, fear not, in the Bible. 665 fear not in the Bible. That's the most common instruction you see in the Bible. Fear not. Fear not, fear not. You see it over and over again, and they said it's 365. So you can choose one fear not for each day, and you'll be covered for the entire year. But the truth is that Fear is one of the greatest problems of man, and that's why the most recurrent instruction in the Bible is fear not. Now, let's look at another fear that really cripples us. That's the fear of failure. And the fear of failure is referred to as atichiphobia. And this is the fear that a lot of us harbor. What if I fail? What if I don't hit that goal? Some of us don't even set goals because we are afraid we will not be able to meet our goals. So this fear holds us back so much that we don't even venture. But if you venture nothing, then you can achieve nothing. So instead of allowing this fear of failure that, oh, I won't be able to do it, I won't be able to make it, instead of allowing this fear to limit you, I want us to challenge us today that we overcome this fear. We look this fear in the face and we overcome it, because it will keep us limited if we do not address this fear. So how do we overcome this fear? The first thing I want to say is that a lot of these fears are rooted in limiting beliefs and our primal programming. So a lot of these fears come from our background. Some fears, we inherited them. They were passed on to us by our parents. Some of these limiting beliefs we have about ourselves were passed on to us by people who were caregivers early. Parents, teachers, society, and all that. They have put some fear in us. Oh, you can't do this. You are not too well-spoken. You are not this. You can't do that and all of that. These limiting beliefs that we have acquired during our primal programming is a major factor to the fear we nurse today, the fear of failure that most of us carry around today. And in order to be able to overcome this fear, there are some things we first need to do. Number one thing we need to do is to accept ourselves and love ourselves just the way we are. Self-love is a big deal. Most of us do not really love ourselves, and this is a fact. And you need to work on accepting and loving yourself for who you are, just the way you are. Fine, you might have some inadequacies, but accept your own inadequacies and love yourself in spite of your inadequacies. This is liberating. It helps you worry less about acceptance from people. It helps you worry less about what people actually feel about you. So it's important that we first love ourselves and accept ourselves just the way we are. Our imperfections, our flaws, our inadequacies. We need to accept ourselves alongside our strengths, alongside our capabilities. Embrace all of yourself, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you know, the Bible also says this because it helps us to understand that perfect love casts out all fears. There is no fear in perfect love. So if you don't have a perfect love for yourself, you will harbor a lot of fear. The first thing to eliminate fear in you is to perfectly love yourself, accept yourself. God loves you just the way you are, with your flaws and all. So accept yourself that way and love yourself that way. Now, that does not mean you will not improve, but as you work on yourself, you get better. But do not condemn yourself for your current inadequacies. Now, you also need to address your limiting beliefs. And this talks about re-engineering your mind. You need to work hard at re-engineering your mind. In order to be able to do this, you may need the help of a coach or a counselor. Like I always say, you can always reach me. I'm a call away. But apart from that, you need to pay specific attention to your thought pattern. How are you thinking? What are you thinking? What's your self-talk like? These are very important things. So you need to re-engineer your mind to overcome your limiting beliefs and to be able to put your mind in the right place. One of the things that will help you in re-engineering your mind are your affirmations. Many people think affirmations are a cliche, but the truth is that affirmations work. I think I'll do a whole episode talking about affirmations. But for today, I'll just say that affirmations work, and it's important that you sit down and create your own. One of the challenges people have with affirmations is that they try to copy other people's affirmations. It's good you use someone else's affirmations as probably like a model or, you know, an example with which to create your own. But it is important that you create your own affirmations so that they are original to you. they are true to you. They are things you believe about yourself and things you want to see about yourself. So, having created the affirmations, you keep saying them. You keep saying them, and you will see that very soon you will see the realities of the things you say in your own life. Okay? So, there is also visualization. Before you engage in anything new, before you venture out in anything you think you want to do, especially when it is new, it's important that you visualize the end you expect. What do you see? Do you even see yourself doing well at all? So have positive visualization of the outcome you're expecting. Also, you need to be ready for a learning process. Life itself is a learning curve. You need to be learning, ready for a learning process. And so, know that as you try out new things, regardless of the outcome, there's always something to learn. Even if it does not go so good for you, there is something you learn from that experience. There's something you learn from that process. And whatever you learn from that process makes you better. It improves you. It helps you to know where you need to pay attention to and what you need to pay attention to. So be ready to learn from your process. Now, don't beat yourself down regardless of the outcome. Some of us, we can condemn ourselves so much when we just try to do something, you know, you attempt it and then it probably goes wrong. You say, oh, then you beat yourself down and you never go near it again. No, don't be so hard on yourself. Show yourself some empathy. Yes, I've tried it. It didn't work well. But if I learn the things I need to learn, I can give it another attempt. And of course, the outcome will be better because I am a better person. From what I've learned, the outcome definitely will be better. So ultimately, learn to try again. When you fall, get yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again. It is important that we keep trying again. Like the popular saying goes, the grave is the richest place in the world because there are many talents buried there with their owners. There are many gifts that were never manifested and ended up in the graveyard with the person that carried it. Do not be part of the statistics. Try not to go back to your grave carrying all the gifts and talents you came to this world with. It is important that you begin to make effort to allow yourself find expression for all of these talents and gifts that you have come to the world with. Do not be part of those that go to their grave with their gifts and talents. You owe the world the obligation to die empty, that is, to have expressed all you came to the world with and return haven't done all you were made to do. Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70 6316. I come again with the number +234 81 22 70 6316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.